I got a job originally with a medical school at the University of Washington, and it was essentially as a technician. And it was kind of boring, and I didn't find it too interesting. I then found out that what was then the Fish and Wildlife Service, that they were looking for a chemist, and was a chemist at the time. I went over there and they hired me. I did laboratory work and so on. And then much later, I told the director, Morris Stansby, that I wanted to get a PhD. He was the director of the laboratory which I ultimately directed, which was ultimately known as the Pioneer Research Laboratory. The government at that time were very generous with employees. You wouldn't get that now, I can almost guarantee you. But in those days, they were quite generous in advancing people through education. I happened to know some people in Scotland who were working on fish. In fact, the head of the laboratory is very famous. His name was Dr. John Lovren. And I said to Stansby, I said, well, what do you think about if I go to the University of Aberdeen in Scotland? And he thought it was a bit odd, but he said, I'll support that. He was a wonderful guy. Couldn't have a better boss than him. Tremendous person. They accepted me as a PhD candidate, and I worked on lipid synthesis and published paper and later other papers, and I was awarded the PhD in about 2 years. I ultimately was given the highest degree from the University of Aberdeen, which is higher than a PhD. It's a DSC. They only had one of them at the commencement exercise, and all the rest were PhDs and other people. I was very pleased about that. Anyway, so I came back. So Morris Stansby said, well, why don't you take on the responsibility of looking into environmental and health threats? And I said, well, okay, Morris, if that's what you want, that's what I'll do. I realized I had to work on these environmental matters and also public health issues such as carcinogens in fish. And I did quite a bit of work in that, and that was a very interesting experience because some of the carcinogens that can build up in fish are extremely toxic, such as trimethylnitrosamine, which is a deadly carcinogen. And I worked on that for a while. I ultimately became director because Morris was getting on in years. And Lee Elverson, who was director of the center, was a good friend of mine, and he had a good regard for me, and he told me, Don, I want you to have the job. So I took over from Morris Stansby.